You've heard me talk a lot about private label, and Andy Slammons is back with a new free course. It's the Smart Private Label course. S stands for selecting a product. M, manufacture with the right supplier. So important. Amazing photos, keyword research, and listing preparation is the A. R stands for ranking your product to the first page of search. We all know how critical that is. And then T is taking your product to the top of Amazon and beyond. This is a free course. It's going to help you get that foundation to do your own private label productness. You want to work smarter. Get it smarter. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. Tell Andy I sent you.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 201. Yes, 201. Andy Slammons. Andy is back and he is full of excitement. He just came back from vacation. He's pumped. He's jazzed. His wife's coming into the business. We talk about all those things. But what I love this whole segment, we talk about him talking and his passion for it. Because if you haven't seen him, so if you're going to go to Rocky Mountain, I'm the first speaker, you could sleep in. But don't miss Andy. Don't miss it because it will change your life. And he talks about why he believes that because that's what happened to him. And I've not had him tell that story before other than privately in conversation. For him to tell it publicly, that's real. You can hear it in his voice. Let's get into the podcast. Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. Man, I am beyond excited about today's guest because my best friend, Andy Slammons. Welcome back, Andy. Episode 201. Dude, 201. You were number one, number 101, and now number 201.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy? I can't believe it's been 200 plus episodes. And, you know, I tell people this true story. I have you to thank because if it wasn't for Dwayne's sister pushing me, saying, hey, you got a voice for radio, and then you saying, this is you. You got to do it. And you pushed me to do it. And here's the reason I'm having so much success is because of you. And I credit you and I thank you for it.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been a blast. Talk about 200 episodes and how many conferences have we been, to together in between all those episodes?
Yeah, the most fun in the world. Well, we have one this week. We're going to Breckenridge, Vegas. That'll be crazy. And then we come back and we go to Denver for Rocky Mountain. Back to Denver.
Exciting. And I think in Denver, I think you're the first speaker.
And then
I come right after you. So that's going to be awesome.
So Andy, no pressure. Andy's like, all right, dude, it's a 1-2 punch. You're up first. And I'm like, you better bring it. I'm like, oh my God. Now, here's the problem, and I've already said this. This is where I'm going to line this talk is that I'm going to be known as, hey, remember that white haired dude, that gray haired dude that spoke before Andy Slammons made us cry. What was that guy's name? That's what's going to happen. And I know it. And I'm okay with it because I realize that's your thing.
Yeah, well, look, you're batting lead off, so you just got to get on base. You got a single or a double, and then I'm the one that...
All right. Oh, man, you just took the pressure off. All right, I feel better. Did you know, though, when you go back, episode one is Andy's story. It's an amazing story. Episode 101, we get into your private label. That was almost 2 years ago and you were rocking it, but not like what you're doing now. But even 101, you were really starting to hit it. You had a new private label course coming out and you were really just hitting your stride. And then today, it's beyond anything you would have ever thought. Did you ever think though that you would be such a good public speaker? I mean, I know your degree is in youth ministry and that, but did you think you'd be this good?
I think it's been a process. I always enjoyed acting, and I didn't participate in plays really in school, but I've always enjoyed making people laugh. And so, everybody I think has a passion for something. And for me, when I was on stage and I was able to tell a joke with the right timing, and it drew like a hearty laughter from the audience, that actually made me feel more alive than anything else that I did.
did you train for that? I mean, were you as a kid? I mean, were you a ham?
No. So I'm actually introverted, and so You know, like there's some people that are really witty. I consider you being extremely witty. So you're very quick, right? In situations, you know, you can say something or think of something really funny. I'm definitely not wired that way, but I can actually think through, because I don't know if this goes hand in hand, but if you're because I'm introverted, I also have a real deep empathy for people. And so like when I go into a room, I have I can kind of sense how people are feeling. And I think that helps when you speak on stage. When you go on stage and you're able to get a sense for where the crowd is at or where the crowd is feeling. And good comedians, I think, are like that too. That's why I think the best comedians have excellent timing, because really telling jokes is all about the timing, right? And if they can kind of sense where that audience is at and then they adjust their timing to it, that's, I think, when you get the best engagement. And so for me, you know, watching, you know, people on stage or watching comedians, I definitely tried to mimic myself right after that.
You know, I've had the fortunate luck in seeing you prepare to speak on stage, you know, more than almost a dozen times. And every time, and I noticed this about you, I don't think I've ever said this, but if you're up on Tony Robbins, and Tony Robbins gets in a state before he goes on stage. Now, he gets yelling and chanting and all this, jumping up and down and that. You don't do that, but you usually have a little dinky set of notes. Jesus, it's about 2 inches by 2 inches, you know, folded in half. And I always see you kind of walk off to the side, right? This is you. You get off to the side, kind of you distance yourself from us and all our craziness, right? Your entourage. And you bury your face in it. And I can see you just starting to, I don't know what, you got like a movement for you. Like you're kind of, you're puffing your chest and you get up and you really, and then you get out there and you deliver it. It's like you get in state. Is that intentional?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think a lot of speaking is performance based, you know, so, you know, take a sports analogy, whether you're, you know, getting ready to play in a basketball game, the NBA playoffs are right now. I mean, those players are in their locker room. A lot of them have their headphones on, you know, they're getting ready to go to battle. And so for me, when I look at speaking, I kind of look at it that way. That may be a little weird. But the reason why I look at it that way is if you're speaking to 200 people, that's 200 hours, really, when you add it up, right? And so to come unprepared or to not come with your best, you're wasting 200 hours of people's time. And for me, one of the a frustrating experience, and we've probably all been there, when you go to a conference or you go to a seminar and the speaker either, you know, just doesn't seem like he prepared, or maybe he's just really not into it. It can be a painful experience to have to sit through that. And for me, whenever I speak, I don't want it to be a painful experience for someone. In fact, just the opposite. I want it to be very enjoyable. And so that's why I always try to, you know, interject humor. But then I also want to try to touch a deep place emotionally. I think it's Tony Robbins that said, there's no promotion without emotion.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, you and I talk about this. People will get up and talk, but the audience, they never really remember what you say, but they will remember how you made them feel. And so when I speak, I definitely try to touch the feeling part of people.
You know, I'm new to the speaking circuit, and this is the fourth, Rocky Mountain will be the fourth in a row that I'm speaking at. And it's funny, my original plan, this is how stupid I was going to take the same talk and use it for all four, because I figured they're different audiences. Literally, the one I'm giving in Denver is not anything to do with the first one. So is that normal? It's evolved. And it's because of the
awesome
questions. It's the questions that people were asking and the reactions and the discussions afterwards and the nights. I feel like I am so pumped. I mean, I'm so excited. And my biggest challenge is it's going to be the first thing in the morning, and I'm convinced everybody there is going to be high. And so I'm going to try to get them to wake up, you know, and make, and that's going to be a challenge because I have a very difficult time raising my voice. And so, but I'm so excited to say what I have to say, because it's almost like, you know, I've had, I don't know, close to 800 people, 900 people that I've talked to now, and I know what they're asking. I know what they need. So I'm assuming this next group needs it too. I'm getting excited just sitting here thinking about it. Is that the way you get too?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, like, messages have changed my life, and maybe that's why I'm so passionate about
it. Ooh, that's a deep one.
Yeah, so I've been in an audience. One of the biggest as a speaker, his name was Tony Campolo. I was a senior in high school. It was in the audience. He was given a message, and it was a life-changing message. And what he gave a pitch at the end that if you wanted to serve in the inner city, you could join his organization and serve for 3 months over the summer. So I was a senior in high school. I went up after his message because I wanted to do, I believed in what he was saying. He struck a chord so deep in my soul. I signed up, and I remember I graduated high school. I jumped on a plane the next day. Now, you got to remember, when you graduate high school, all your friends, the cool thing to do is to hang out at home over
party
the summer.
Every night.
Basically, you party all summer.
Every
right?
night, yep.
You graduate high school with, and then they all go to college. You really don't see them again. For me, I jumped on a plane the next day, flew into inner city Philadelphia, and I lived in the basement of this 200-year-old church that was right in the hood. And we ran day camps, right, for these kids that lived in a 4-block radius. And that experience, Steve, changed my life. And how did it begin? It began because I sat in a seat and I listened to this guy give a message that entered me and changed me. And so that's why I believe when you give time and you give preparation, messages can actually be life-changing.
Oh, geez, I'm getting the chills. You know, my younger son, my son Nicholas, you met my son, he is in Valley Forge, and he is doing digital photography. Digital media is his degree study. And so he had a chance to go to a religious retreat, and he was going to be a camera operator, right? They paid for him to go, paid for meals, a hotel, and he got a stipend. And so he's there gone for a couple of days. He messages me. He said, "Dad, do you know who John Maxwell is?" I'm like, "Nicholas, did you ever look at my bookshelf? There's 6 of his leadership books on my bookshelf," right? So anyway, afterwards, we got, you know, talking about, hey, how did it go or whatever. He said, "Oh, it was a great experience, this and that." He said, "That John Maxwell was really interesting. I had to listen to him for like 3 hours." And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, my son in a room with leaders and talking leadership at that age, he's 20, hearing from John Maxwell, you know, just, you know, across the room. And he said, "Man, what he said was really interesting." And I think to myself, oh my goodness. I mean, how cool is that? If he could connect with that message at 20, like you did at 18, right. There's an example, right?
Yeah, and you know, we were just talking about Chris before we went on air, Chris Green. You know, it was his messages that I watched, right? Think, you know, awesome how awesome the internet is. I watched his messages. There was a video platform called Spreecast back in the day. And Chris would go on there and he would give messages basically talking about selling on Amazon. And again, listening to those messages, my life changed. And so, you know, having a message and a story, it's a powerful thing.
How do others, right? So let's talk to the sellers out there. What's the opportunity for them? How do they get into the message, right? Maybe they're not going to get up and speak, or maybe they're uncomfortable with that. How can they participate in the excitement that you and I and Chris are feeling right now? Because I got it right now. Hey, listening to you, my bet is they're going to get excited. But it's the truth. What you're speaking is the truth, that when you can take and use that and take advantage, not take advantage in a negative way, but take advantage of the excitement it generates, your soul is changed. You get changed. How can we get listeners to get in that?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that we live just in a great time where, you know, folks can download your podcast and, you know, in between their commute, right, going back and forth to work, they can listen and become a much better Amazon seller. You know, for me, that's the big piece. You and I, we both had full-time jobs, you know, for you for a long time. For about a year and a half. And so, you know, during that year and a half that I was working full-time, working my way to becoming a full-time Amazon seller, I was listening and taking in information probably 2 to 3 hours a day. You know, it's like you, like when you go back to college, you know, and you're in whatever the 101 is. And you know, back then, Steve, I think the only podcast, I'm trying to think of her name now. I can't remember. I think you might've interviewed her. Deborah Conrad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Deborah. She's amazing.
There was only one or two podcasts, right? And then basically you just had to glean whatever information you could from Facebook groups. But when you listen, you know, to those information podcasts like yours, you know, where you interview, what I love about yours is you interview successful seller after seller who are all very different, who are all selling in different lanes. You know, some are doing thrifting, some are doing RA, OA, some do private label, some do wholesale. And so that's the cool thing. People can hear and then decide for themselves, you know, which way they're going to go.
It's sharpening a pencil, isn't it? I mean, there's a point you can get information overload if you don't take action. And I think that that's one of the things that you and I tend to talk a lot about is even in the groups and when people who take your courses, the most successful people are the ones that take action, right? Duh. Right? I mean, that's like a given.
Yep.
How do you encourage people to take action? So they take that information, right? They've listened to 201 episodes, because this will be episode 201. They've listened to 201 episodes of really successful people who have demonstrated again and again, like Chris Green always says, there's no secrets here. This is really how you do it. Put your head down, do the work. How do you get them to take action? Because one of the things, and I've said this, and I just said this to in another interview, and this is a God's honest truth, and Andy's a sponsor of my show, okay? We all know that. However, I don't benefit by saying this. I see more interaction in your groups than any of the other groups I'm in. And I wonder how and why. Do you feel like that because you, maybe I'll make this statement. Maybe it's because of the enthusiasm that you bring or that Liron brings to the audience and the your realness and your like rise, making all these ships rise together by challenging them. There seems to be a movement going. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that helps Liron, Nathan, and I is we're all operators, just like you. So you have your warehouse. You're shipping every day.
Every day.
Yeah, and so we're in the trenches together, and you're going to learn things differently when you're in the trenches. It doesn't mean that you have to be in the trenches in order to do a podcast, right? Or in order to teach. But I think because the four of us are in those trenches shipping every day. In fact, I just came back from the post office because I shipped the Galaxy Doritos. Did you get one of those?
I didn't. When I was notified of them, I got the same email you did. I didn't. It was all gone by then. And wasn't fast enough to get them.
I was lucky enough. I was able to get one. I believe it was $30, and I just sold it last night for $140.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, hey, so think about that.
Post office and ship just like you go every day. And so I think being operators, there's definitely number one, you're going to get information faster. And so, you know, folks that aren't operators, and again, it's not bad that they're not. It's okay. But if they're not, they're usually going to be a little slower getting the information. And so being an operator, I think, does give you a little authenticity and real-time information. And so, you know, we are understanding, like, when Amazon's, you know, when you buy shipping through Amazon and all of a sudden it goes down, right? Mm-hmm. you know, it can be a pain, but you're right there doing it. Because I actually do a lot of merchant fulfilled through Amazon, as you know. Most people don't, but I have a particular product that does really well merchant fulfilled. And so I think being in the trenches, it definitely helps.
It makes you relatable more so. Yeah. And again, we're not putting anybody else down. That's not the point. Right. It does make you, when you're going through the same pain, it makes me, okay, I could respect you a little bit more because it's like, okay, it's not just falling on deaf ears. Oh, you're just complaining. No, because it sucks for you too. When that shipping went down, that affected you not in a positive way, right?
Oh, yeah. And like, I'll give another painful thing that people have dealt with before, too, is I have one of my best selling products that has over 400 reviews. Overnight, the reviews disappeared.
I remember that note from you.
Whoa. It was a glitch or what happened. But as a private label seller, having reviews is like a key to your product selling. So there were 400 reviews, all verified. There were no promo giveaways, and they just suddenly disappeared. And it happened on a Saturday night, which is not good because Sunday, most people are off work, and that includes Amazon. For 9 hours, I was calling and opening up cases trying to get those reviews back. And so, you know, it's kind of out of that pain that I can now speak, right, to the other Amazon sellers who deal with similar painful circumstances.
Well, let's do this. I'm going to take a break because I want to come back and talk about how Andy lost $12,000 in, what was it, a day? No, it was a couple hours.
Yeah, and that
was a painful lesson, but it's the way you handled it. So we'll be right back. I was talking to Karen Locker the other day from Solutions for E-Commerce. We all know she's the sponsor of my show. She pays me. I don't want to hide that, right? The other thing she reminded me, though, is that if you sign up for her service through my link, you get $50 off, right? You knew that. I forgot that she offers an inventory health assessment. I'm like, Karen, I probably should be talking about that valuable service. She's going to take a look through your inventory and help you figure it out. They're going to take care of your suppressed listings. You're tired of having stranded inventory? Is inventory getting lost? When's the last time you looked at your shipments to get them reconciled? How about refunds? Has that happened? Well, Karen takes care of all that for me. She's been doing it for almost 2 years. I pay the same rate you do, but I'm very, very pleased with the service. I had two guys, two well-known guys in the area, reach out to me saying, hey, you've been with her. Are you satisfied? I'm perfectly satisfied. And again, I can message her. I get the services I need. So it's Solutions for E-Commerce. The only way you're going to get that deal is using my code MOMENTUM. I have a link on my website. You have to go there. If you're thinking about outsourcing that piece of your business, get your inventory looked at.
Man, how can you not get excited talking with him? I'm just so jazzed. Every time I do, it just naturally motivates me. It makes me better. No matter what, every single time. And that's real love you hear in his voice. He talks about his nephew, Nate, Leron, myself. I'm so fortunate to be in with those guys because that's real love. I mean, that is, these guys are genuine and they care for people. And I'm just so fortunate to be part of it. Man, if you're not part of it, you really want to consider joining Amazing Freedom. It's free to join and they don't pitch you to death on products. They do have some services they offer, but you will be so much smarter for it. AmazingFreedom.com. You will be much smarter. Let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back and we're talking with Andy Slammons. It's episode 201. So just so everybody knows, I mean, I'm just going to make this statement and tough. It's my podcast. Episode one, all the ones, Andy gets them for the rest of his life if that's what he wants. Chris Green gets the even. I told Chris yesterday or the day before when I interviewed him, he can have episode 1,000 if he wants. It's his. He's earned it. You've earned this. And that's the way it's going to be. So I don't want to hear anybody complain. However, Andy learned a lesson too. But, you know, you're just talking about those. You weren't freaking out. I mean, I know you were freaking out, but you weren't like, oh my God, my business is over. I'm going to put a noose around my neck and it's over. You were like, oh, this is crazy in my business, but you were able to get through it. And I remember when, same thing, because you sent me a note. The last time I remember this major happening was when you put a promo code incorrectly wrong. You know, you did something different. You didn't check a switch or something somewhere. And all of a sudden you gave away thousands. Was it $12,000 you lost?
Yeah, $12,000 in about 2 hours.
2 hours.
So Amazon had this crazy system. It used to be when you set up promo codes, you had to uncheck a little box and it was basically hidden. Well, I knew how to do it, but it was like 12 o'clock at night. And I should have never been setting up promo codes that late at night. So I thought I had unchecked it, went to bed. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, I had this weird feeling like, man, did I uncheck that box? So I went to my phone, which is next to my bed. Sure enough, I looked at it, had like 1,000 units, and they were all gone. all ordered, all gone.
And, you know, here's what I do appreciate, too, is that's not a fatal option for you, right? I mean, I know it's a lot of money, and don't get me wrong, that's a lot of profit that you'll never get back, right? Now, I know you ended up getting some of it back, but you'll never get that back. It's an opportunity cost, right? It's gone.
And that's part of, you know, we talked earlier about taking action. When you take action, which I do believe is the best thing that you can do, you're gonna make mistakes, right? But if you believe in what you're doing, and I still believe 200% in what we do, and I think it's going to continue to grow, then you understand you're going to come and you're going to make mistakes. This is what I compare it to. When a basketball player from college, right, maybe he plays for 1 year. That's typically the best players now. They'll play in college 1 year, then they go to the NBA. Sometimes they're extremely talented, but they don't play in control. However, if they are really talented, the coach will tell the team, look, we're willing to live with this guy's mistakes because in the long run, he's going to make us better. And so we're willing to let him play a little crazy and a little out of control because overall, it's going to help us be a better team. Now, he's going to make a lot of mistakes along the way, but his team's going to get better. And, you know, selling on Amazon or whatever you're going to do, building a business, I personally think that's the best approach. You have to be forward. You have to take action. Understand you're going to make mistakes, but you keep plowing through and keep moving forward.
That's where the growth happens, right? Those mistakes. You grew because you learned more about promo code stuff than you ever cared to. And you knew it, but then you really know it, right? I mean, that's where you get depth. I'm loving that word lately. My wife said that to me the other day, or I guess it was Rob Bell. So I'm into Rob Bell, if you know who he is. And he talked about not only experiences, it's depth of experiences, right? There's something to that to me. It really connects with me to get deeper on a subject. You know, how many SKUs do you carry now, Andy?
So my private label is probably about 60 to 65.
And how many of them are variations? Lots of them.
So, you know, that are very similar. There's probably, I don't know, 30, 35.
One of the biggest things that came out of the Resonate conference for me was, and it wasn't, I was talking about it because I was talking about the top sellers and they're all saying, hey, you know, narrow your focus, you know your products inside out, know your profit and loss. Peter Kearns, I don't know if you met Peter yet. He spoke, he blew me away and he talked about a strategy for each of your ASINs. You need to have a specific strategy for each of your ASINs. And when you and I started in this business back in the RA days, it was go wide, not deep, right? Remember that? It's just, hey, yep. You got to go wide, don't go deep. And that's smart when you're doing that kind of thing because you can't control the product, you can't control the quality, you can't control everything. However, when you're narrowing down and creating a business is what you're doing, a brand, you have several brands, those brands you're creating, you really want to narrow your focus and then know them so well. Because my bet is somebody listening to this would say, how the heck do you know that you lost so many reviews on your ASINs? Because I'm carrying, at one time, I'm embarrassed to say I had 8,000 ASINs. I'm not exaggerating. That's true. 8,000 ASINs. A lot of them are books, so it makes it a little bit weird. But still, thousands of ASINs. There's no way I could follow that, Andy. But because you're narrowed your focus down, do you think, have you thought about what private label has done for you versus anything else you could have done?
Yeah, you know, real quick, like when you're talking about the number of SKUs or ASINs, it's still the 80-20 rule, and I'm sure you've probably talked about this on other podcasts. 20% of my products bring me 80% of my revenue. And so, you know, going back to what you just said, about 5 months ago, I stepped back because I was actually kind of going along the philosophy of what you just said. I was trying to go wide and I was trying to bring in too many products. Mm-hmm. And I actually started to neglect my best-selling products. So what happened when I was neglecting my best-selling products, competition came in and my products started to sell less because of competition. And I paused and I said, what do I need to do to get these, and they were the number one, number two selling products in their niche, right, of their category. I said, what do I have to do to get these back to where they were? And for this particular product, it was optimizing the images. And so I spent like $1,700 to get new images just on two ASINs. And because basically I wasn't giving them the love, right, that they deserve because they were my bread and butter. And so one thing that taught me is you can never set your products on autopilot.
It's not a set it and forget it.
Yep, you can't do that. And so I optimized those images. I looked again at the copy, you know, the title. I tweaked it, the bullet points, descriptions. And these had floated. These always had been between 1,000, 2,000 rank, right, in their given category. They had floated up to 4,000 to 5,000. Within 2 weeks of changing those images, boom, they were back down to 1,000 to 2,000. And so it just kind of goes back to what you were saying, like to never lose focus of what those top 20% are. It doesn't mean that you don't go after products, because the whole game, right, is I have to constantly be bringing in products, because I don't know which one of those are going to become part of my 20%.
Right.
But what I learned was I cannot just neglect my current top 20%. I always have to be managing them and making them better.
So that now makes you a different kind of seller, right? You're not just a product acquisition person. You're really a product developer. You're developing the products that you have, and you're continue as, because the market's going to change, right? And you're taking it, not taking advantage in a negative way. You're engaging that new way. And to me, that's very powerful. And that's got to take a lot different effort.
I mean, you and I are going to the licensing show this next week in Las Vegas. And one of the reasons we're going is because this top selling product that I'm talking about, I want to try to get it licensed with, a particular thing that's going to even separate it and set it apart more. So kind of doing the very thing you're talking about.
So it's an investment. And so it's so different. That's what, but isn't that the best part of this business? Because you're not just doing the same thing, right? You're not just chasing product all the time. You're now, this is your baby, right? You're getting to see it mature into a real brand. That's got to be very, very heartwarming for you. It's like a maturity thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as this brand continues to grow, it definitely has a customer base that gives it a lot of love, a lot of positive feedback. It's mentioned in a lot of blogs that I have nothing to do with. And so a lot of my customers come to buy on Amazon because they've heard about my product from folks who write about it in blogs that I have nothing to do with. And so, you know, the brand is definitely becoming more aware in its particular niche.
That's so cool. I can't wait to see it. And have you thought about using influencers at all? Or is that something that you're not up to yet?
Yeah. So I really think the next level. So here's a tip. If anyone podcast is interested in private label or doing private label, I think the next level for private label is getting your products licensed. So whether that would be, I'll just throw out a big one that you probably could never get, but maybe Disney characters, right? If you manufacture some type of product that you could put a Disney character on, I mean, how much would that separate you from all the other plain Jane private label sellers?
Oh, yeah.
It makes it totally different. And so I think as private label sellers, the next step, and very few are doing this right now, Steve, is you approach, big companies that you can license, their trademarks or whatever they have.
And so this, again, I mean, we're going to Vegas to learn that process. You're continually investing. And some would sit there and say, wait, but Andy, you're killing it. Why would you go and do this? Because you continue to want to get better. As you always say, set your goals higher. I've used that in my last talk, is because that's what you gave me a great example. And I remember saying, wait, but is that $1 million or $2 million? Oh no, Steve, that's a $5 million business. And I was like, whoa. You blew my mind, because you set bigger goals. And God, I'm getting excited. How could you not get excited? I mean, geez, you could say. All right. So, Andy, I've been promoting your courses now for the last couple of years, and you have another one coming up. And I think it's really just an update. And is it because you continue to invest and learn in these new things, and you're able to freshen up as Amazon changes its methods and techniques? I mean, is that why your courses just continue to evolve, because they get better and better? I mean, it blows me away. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. When I first learned how to private label, I had a good friend that was already doing it, Maggie Cuson. I talk about her often. She really held my hand and kind of walked me through the process. And as I continue to private label, I reach out and I reach up to folks who know more than me.
That's deep.
And Lee Ron Hirschhorn, who is my partner now in the course, he has a motor that does not stop. Wicked smart combined with a motor that does not stop. He teaches me something new every single day. And so I often tell people, like with our course and, the group that we're in, Lee Ron is constantly bringing new information to that group almost on a daily basis. And you know how things change, and they change very quickly, right, in the Amazon space. And so, you know, as things change and evolve, we are definitely bringing that. And that's why we're able to, you know, do the course. We actually, I think we're going to launch it again sometime in June. And it'll be all a lot of new updated information, and then just constantly dropping information that Liron is learning, that Nathan's learning, that I'm learning as we operate our businesses.
It's funny. I used Liron as an example in a couple talks I gave, because it's true. I'll find something and I'll be like, oh, wow, that's cool. I better bring it to the group. And so I'll send you guys a note. I'll be like, oh, Andy, Liron and Nate, I'm trying to be smart. Like, hey, you guys should check this out. And Liron's like, Steve, we've been using it for 2 weeks every single time. And I'm like, really? I mean, he's just so intense. Every night, as you describe it, he spends hours pouring through techniques and systems to figure out another way and another method. Or he immediately tests the minute there's something out there. He's immediately one of the first people in it testing it. And that's we're very fortunate to have access to that. So it's amazingfreedom.com/momentum. There's a sign up list there, and you can get notified when you're going to release the course. Anything else going on? So you're going to be speaking at Rocky Mountain, and that's going to be in a couple weeks. This will be out just before then. I think there's still tickets available. It just send Paul Witter or Travis Ross a note if you can't get in, because I know they want to make sure they fill it. And it's a great opportunity because you get to meet Andy Slammons face to face. One of the coolest things I see when you go to these conferences, people are like, oh my God, there's Andy Slammons. Can I take a picture with you? Can I talk to you? And then next thing I know, you're over there having a half hour conversation with them. That's real. You don't get that via Facebook sending a private message, do you?
No, you know, and I was just sharing with somebody yesterday. I just got back from a 2 week vacation with my family. My wife actually just recently quit her job. She'd been working at the same company for 18 years. She actually quit to come join me and help in my e-commerce business. But I was telling them the places that we visited were fantastic. We went to Yosemite, we went to Los Angeles, we went to Las Vegas. But the memorable parts of the vacation, Steve, were the people that we met along the way. And so we met a particular ranger in Yosemite who talked to us and just gave us history. He had so much personality and so much life to him. We met one of my wife's friends who's actually an actor now in Los Angeles. She came and hung out with us for 2 hours. She actually just finished filming with Will Smith. So Will Smith has a movie, and her friend was able to act in a movie that he was in. And so being able to talk with her for 2 hours, and then we went to Las Vegas, and I was able to have breakfast and hang out with Jason Smith at his house. And those were the three best, most memorable times of the vacation, were hanging out with the people. And so, you know, the same thing you and I, you know, when we go to those conferences, it's so much fun meeting other sellers and hanging out and listening to other people. That's where the real joy is. And that's where the real, for me, the real excitement is.
It's experiences, but deep experiences. Again, you got to remember that. Go deep on these experiences. Depth will matter. Okay, so best way to get in touch with you is going to be, I'll put some links, amazingfreedom.com. There's a contact us there, Andy Slammons, private message on Facebook. And then more importantly, come and meet him and me face-to-face in Rocky Mountain Conference. It's so exciting. And I'm so excited to see you this week and next week. I think the next 3 weeks we're together. So, man, I wish you nothing but success. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm so excited about our upcoming trips because I'm jazzed. I literally get off the call with Andy and I'm like ready to go do laps because I'm so excited, because I just know that we'll start laughing. I'll be picking him up at like 5:30 in the morning. We'll start laughing 5:31. We'll not stop until we get back. It's like a week trip. We will not stop laughing until the week is over every single time. And it's just so exciting to see. And so I'm bundling my words because I'm just so thrilled about it. So ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. My last pitch for the Rocky Mountain Conference. This might be out just about the time the conference is coming on. If last second, reach out to Travis Ross or Paul Witter. Let them know, hey, Steve said you can come. Take care.
Be on again, Steve.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.